Hi people, my name is Sophia.
My name is Leslie.
My name is Adriana.
And I'm Sophia.
And we're here to talk about
education.
Okay, so as we all know, education is an important part in people's development and growth as an individual and to fit into society.
With that being said, we're going to emphasize in the difference between private and public education in Panama.
What are your opinions on public education in Panama?
Okay, so I believe that public education really differs from private education because, for example, in some public schools, there are mixed grades, and that can affect the way kids learn because older kids can be mixed with kids that are like 2 years younger than them, and that can just like affect the way they're learning because that can slower the rate at which they are learning new things.
I agree with that, but I also think that it affects because in public schools they're usually not given that much English classes, so that really affects a person's learning because usually, universities are looking for people that know English, especially jobs nowadays. So a person from a private school has more like advantage on English, which is very important in today's societies.
So personally, I think public education is the worst. And why is that? Because children are mixed with other grades. How is it possible that children that are 11, 12 years old have to learn with children that are 7 years old? That's mixing basically first grade and what, like fourth grade. That's not okay. Besides, when kids try to go to universities, they look for the children that have the highest grades. Children that have the highest grades are usually the ones that are not mixed and have teachers who like to teach. The problem is that teaching in Panama is one of the lowest jobs that pay. So therefore, the teachers are not teaching kids how what they should learn properly, therefore the kids are not learning stuff that they should do, and education is just failing.
Okay, so now that we know that public education in Panama is not the best, do you think that private education is better? What do you think about private education in Panama?
Okay, I think private education, at least in Panama, is not like really, really the best, but there's a slight difference on quality and the things we learn and how we develop as a person. So private education, yeah, we can consider private education to be better in Panama, not only because infrastructure, but because of what we learn, the materials we have, the access we have to information through technology or our teachers, social media. I think we are more exposed to all of that, and that really helps us to grow in the future, and that's something that private schools have an advantage to public schools. I think technology is like a really main point in private education, but it should be implemented in public education as well.
Okay, so as Sophia said, private education in Panama can get better, but it is already way different than the education that children receive in public education. And all of the different materials and resources that we have that they don't have make a huge difference in the way we learn, because there's a lot of problems in public schools that can affect the way they're learning. For example, they don't have a full schedule. They have like two turns, one in the morning and then one in the evening, and we learn through 8 hours through the day, so that can also affect.
Well, as mentioned before, English is now a base for our future. Private schools, they develop more in English because we have many, basically all of our subjects are in English, which will help us for universities or get scholarships for other countries. And I also feel like private schools have more organization because you don't see as much violence, you can say.
Okay, so I think the main problem I have with private education is that it's so expensive. Why does a basic need for all humans have to be so expensive in order to get a good quality? Like, how corrupt are people in the mind that all they can think about is money? Therefore, if people want their children to have a better chance to get into a good university, have to pay around $300 monthly just so their kid could get a better quality education than people who just pay $5 a year. So the problem with that is that since parents are paying around $300, obviously teachers are going to be better. Therefore, children are going to have a higher chance, are going to have a higher education, and it's going to basically make their lives easier because they obviously know the things that people in public education don't. So I think that the government should do a mind check and realize that it's the future. Children are the future. They should just focus on that and think about why should they charge $300 each school. It's not okay.
Okay, so I also believe that in Panama there's a difference in different private schools, because there are schools that emphasize maybe sciences like math, physics, chemistry, but then there are other schools that emphasize more like languages and more like environmental stuff. So that can also make a huge difference, because schools that emphasize maybe in math or physics, maybe they don't have an English or another language as managed as their science subjects. But where there are other students that maybe they don't know that much about sciences, but they do manage and control a second language better than the other students from other private schools.
So what are you guys' thoughts on the issues that are brought by the lack of quality education?
Well, I think there's like a big difference between private and public schools. Like, I'm not saying private schools don't have quality education, because compared to public schools, we do have a better education system and better access to information. But there's not quite quality education in public schools due to it being very cheap. So teachers that teach at public schools are more of like their passion to teach rather than what they get paid, because they get paid really low. So with having fewer teachers, reduced school schedule, and many of the people that attend public schools have like problems in their house, you know, they need to work, or they have a lot of siblings that they need to take care of, they have problems with their parents, so it really is difficult for them to go to do good in school. But having not quality education also affects that. So it's their social life combined with the not quality education that makes like learning a bit harder.
Okay, so I also believe that the lack of quality in education can affect the way students react or act to specific situations, because most of the time kids are in public educations, the way they live or where they live, it maybe has like lack of security that can affect the way they act, because they can be more violent, or they can act on a different way than a student in private school, because the way they live also affects. Because most of the education might be like in schools, but the way every child is educated in their house also affect the way they act. So that's why maybe in public education or in private schools there's more violence. And for example, if I'm an innocent child, I can get affected from that, because maybe I can get bullied because I don't know how to defend myself. And that's also a huge problem that can be caused in that, so you see more violence in public schools than in private schools. So that can also affect, or that can be a consequence, that can be considered as a consequence because of the lack of education in private schools in Panama.
So I have a personal conflict. I hate the fact that people that are in public education have this mindset of rich people are born rich and are gonna die rich. Meanwhile, us poor people are being born poor, have no quality of education, and are simply going to die poor. That is not okay. And you know why is that? Because people have a higher chance of entering good quality universities if they were in a private school. And why is that? Because teachers are better. And why does public education have bad teachers? Because the government does not pay them enough.
Okay, so I disagree with that opinion. Why? Because I don't believe people have the opportunity to say, okay, so I want to stop being poor, I'm going to be rich. So even though they start working every single day to just give a better education for their children, it's not that easy to get out of that poverty cycle. And even though they try to get like a better life quality, the difference between public and private education in Panama is huge.
And it's all the government's fault.
It's the government's fault, because even though we are on a private school and we are like way more higher in like the way we are gonna be satisfied, or we can have more opportunities, because due to the fact that we have a private education, we have a huge rate of probability that we're going to go to a private university, and that can obviously that gives us a huge gain, because we can work for what we want. But children that are on a public education, they most probably won't even go to university. Maybe they won't finish their primary school. Maybe they won't finish secondary school. And that will affect them, because they won't be able to get the job they want, because the education in Panama is so bad. The public education in Panama is so bad that they won't even have the opportunity to change for the better.
Okay, I think it's a combination of both, because some people do have that closed mindset that, okay, I'm gonna stay poor, and they end up poor because they don't try, they don't work, even though they receive the education they receive in the public schools, they remain with that mindset. Meanwhile, there's other people that know there's a higher probability of remaining poor, but still work hard, try to get education, they study at night, they go to university at night, and still work hard and try to achieve their dreams, try to get into a higher position in society. So yes, it is the government's fault, because they're not helping in public education, which it, the great majority of Panamanian students attend public education, but it also depends on the people's mentality and how much they want to try and get a better life.
Okay, so to wrap everything up, do you think there's a way to change the system to make, to try to balance a little bit the way private education differs from public education here in Panama?
Government should. I just hate the government. That's just all I have to say.
Yeah, the government has, like, a lot of fault in education.
Stop corruption! Stop paying them so much money to just sit in a chair and just don't even give two fingers about what is going on about public education. That's my problem.
Yeah, I really believe that the government should change the way they manage or they control the public education, because there are tons and tons of Panamanian children that are affected by the way the government controls their education. And that's why many people, don't even have the opportunity to work or to have a better quality to give a better quality life to their families.
Yeah, the government should not only check on public teaching, but they should also do like a small check on private schools, because there are schools here in Panama that charge parents a lot of money, like $10,000, just to receive a better education, when the government should provide good public education.
Okay, so I believe the government should start spending more money on education and thinking not like only it's to teach other kids, but think like this is our future, these are the future presidents and the future people that will get our country to be better.
Okay, so I think we can all agree that the government...
The government is the worst.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was our podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for hearing. Bye.